Well, we are here tonight really to give testimony to the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus Christ in the ministry that he's called us to in Tres Cantos, Spain. The song that I grew up singing, I come from a Christian home, was Great is Thy Faithfulness, number 243 in the blue hymnal. And I didn't realize until I looked it up today that that song is 100 years old this year, 1923 it was written. So giving God praise, that's the theme of what I want to leave with you tonight. If I can summarize it in a nugget, is that you would take home tonight with you this desire of giving God thanks for what he's doing in the work in Spain. We, as I mentioned to the pastor, it's a milestone for us. I'll reveal something here. I just turned 60 not long ago, so I'm kind of at a reflective time where I'm looking back, I'm looking forward, looking back with thanksgiving for the ways God has blessed us. He's blessed our ministry. He's blessed our family. He's allowed us to have partnerships with churches like this church that are involved praying for, resourcing the work in Spain, and just really fulfillment in life. Rick Warren wrote a book years ago called The Purpose-Driven Life, and I'm not all about Rick Warren and that book, but I love the first phrase, and it says, it's not about you. Life is not about you or me. It's not fulfilling our pleasures. Lord, what do you have for us? So in looking back, we look back with thanksgiving, and we look forward with hope, because hope does not disappoint. When I was dating Carol in college, right as we were getting to know each other, I was kind of thinking, wow, I don't know if this is going to go anywhere. And at Christmas that year, she gave me a Christmas card signed, and the title of the card said, "The best is yet to come." Now, I don't know what she meant by that. She was thinking something. But I slept with that card right here for 3 months because hope did not disappoint. And now she has a ring on her finger. Praise the Lord for that. I give thanks. And our story goes back over 20 years, our connection with the Westergrens. We are so thrilled to be a part of their team and for them to be a part of the strategic initiative of the Alliance of Christ that Christ is doing there through Life International School in Tres Cantos. We discovered not too long ago that actually God had been knitting our hearts together without us knowing it and without them knowing it. It was around 2006 that God laid this burden on my heart to begin to pray about leaving education for missionary children in Spain and starting to focus on education for Spanish children in Spain. And it was about that time that Marilyn began to pray, Lord, would you start a Christian school in Tres Cantos? And our paths didn't converge for almost 8 more years after that. And then it was another few before we got the school started. So this is just one of the blessings. And then I've also prayed for many years that God would bring back alumni from our missionary kids school to work in Spain among the Spanish people. They know the language. They know the culture. They're the product of a Christ-centered education. And would you believe that last year, Hannah Westergren, their daughter, came back and is now serving on our staff. That's another answer to prayer. As we were going to the mission field, this was our family theme verse. If you know how it works with families raising support, you line up your 4 kids and you start singing to the church. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. That's the verse that God gave us. And yes, we did parade around in about 100 churches singing that song. And the Lord brought in our support and sent us to Spain. It was a wonderful blessing for our family to really know that God has worked in our lives. And he's calling us to testify about what he has done. 2 areas that he has blessed us with. One is our family. The family has grown. As I mentioned, I met Carol in college, started out with 2. I think that's amazing how God does that. And we've kind of zoomed up to 20 now. So it's kind of an amazing thing. Our sons, our 4 children are walking with the Lord. Our oldest son and his wife are preparing to go to the Middle East as missionaries. Our daughter started a Christian school in her area of rural West Virginia. She was trying to figure out, should I start a Christian school? Should we not? She was seeing what we were doing in Spain. So she's trying to discern the Lord's will. And her husband, who's very practical, said, Lynette, think of it this way. God's not going to be mad at you if you start a Christian school. So she said, okay, I think that's the Lord's leading. We will start one. And there's an amazing story there that God gave her a school building for $10. Stick around and I'll tell you the story. The second area is our ministry, what God has done in the ministry in Spain. And we are not in Spain because Spain has wonderful food, although it does have wonderful food. We're not in Spain because they have a great Real Madrid football soccer team. We're in Spain because there is a spiritual need there, a deep spiritual need. The Spanish society takes care of the need of clothing and food for the homeless, but what they don't have any regard for is the spiritual condition of the Spaniards. Traditionally Roman Catholic, most of you have, if you've visited Spain, you've seen the cathedrals, maybe you've seen the processionals. That's very traditional Roman Catholicism. But today they say that there are only about 8% of Spaniards that are practicing Roman Catholics. And most of those would be in this generation and older. Spiritually, they're dead. A friend of mine who visited Spain, he said, wow, if we were to be able to put on spiritual glasses where we could see only the living spiritually, we would see death all over Spain. And I've always remembered that image. Wow, Lord, there's a harvest here that needs to happen. So this whole ministry of working with, excuse me just a second here, get back out of this to get my notes going again. This whole ministry of trying to reach Spaniards, Lord, how do we do that? Do we start churches? What is the work that you've called us to do in this land of beauty and plenty in the eyes of the world? But in God's eyes, I think his heart breaks for Spaniards. His heart breaks because these are not a people who fear God any longer. They're not a people who understand their position before a holy God someday. They need the gospel. And we're in Spain because they need Jesus. We work in this town of Tres Cantos. This is where the Westergrins have lived and worked for, I think, 28 years. They've had a long-standing presence there. It's been called the Pearl of Madrid because of its strategic location. It's close to the airport. It's close to the largest university in Spain. It's right on the main train line into Madrid. It has access to the financial district just 10 minutes away. And it was amazing to think that God had placed the Westergrins here in a strategic town, and they prayed for so many years for a Christian school. So, in 2017, we launched this ministry of Life International School. This is a beautiful building that we are renting. We're in our second year of rental there. We have one more year on our contract. And in our brief 6 years of history, this is already the third building we've been in, because as we grow, we have to have more space. And I understand that this summer, we will likely need to add more space. So that's why God gave me some experience in construction, so that I can go back and not make our principal figure out how to expand the school. So I'll be tackling that this summer. Currently, we have 74 students enrolled in preschool, 3 years old through ninth grade, and we're continuing to add a grade a year up through high school. That's our commitment to our families. And one of the things about life is that it's quite diverse. We have students and parents and teachers from 27 different countries of the world. Yes, we have a lot of Spaniards, but we have people from other countries as well, and we're using English as our language of instruction. Why? When we thought of starting a Christian school for Spaniards, we thought we need to start it in Spanish. Marilyn assembled a bunch of her Spanish friends from Tres Cantos. We launched the idea, and we said, what do you think? And they said, well, we have lots of school options in Spanish. Could you do this Christian option in English? And we said, yes, that would be much easier. Thank you very much. So we knew it. We're doing it in English, and English is a hook. They all want to learn English, so why not use it as another tool? About two-thirds of our students come from Christian homes, and about one-third of our families are from homes that are atheist or agnostic. They don't have faith. They're not families of faith. This next picture I put in here today, as the pastor had this morning. It doesn't have anything to do with the sermon, but I like the picture. All right, so good kids. Our acronym of our name, LIFE. Love, integrity, faith, and excellence. Those were the core four core values that our school board settled on as we were thinking, what do we really stand for? What are we trying to bring to the Spaniards? We want to bring them love. And so everything we do is in a context of Christ-centered love. And that's something that the Spaniards feel immediately when they come in the door. They say there's just something different about this. Because to go into a Spanish school where people are loving on your children, you don't find that in Spain. Life is Christ-centered, some distinctives about our school. And I use that term intentionally because in Spain, traditionally Catholic Spain, if we say it's a Christian school, there can be a lot of confusion on, well, what do you mean by a Christian school? But when we say Christ-centered, we want the Lord Jesus to be in the middle of what we do, in the middle of our educational model. We're blending faith and learning. We're taking this dualistic mindset and we're saying, no, we don't want faith and life here. We want faith and life here, faith and education together. So God has let us open this door as a tool, a vehicle for reaching Spaniards using Christian education to teach them things that they will not get in their Spanish society. The scripture says that that we are his handiwork, that the earth is the Lord's and all the fullness therein, that he sustains and is over everything. That's not something Spanish children will hear. So at Life, we teach that. Life is Christ-centered. Life is also rigorous. We're a school. We have to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic, plus a lot of other things. We are fully accredited by two agencies in North America, the Association of Christian Schools International, ACSI, and by Middle States Association of Colleges and Schools, MSA. The MSA accreditation gives us recognition before the Spanish Department of Education to be an international school in Spain where Spanish children can attend. So we give all of our Spanish children every day a period of language and culture, Spanish language and culture, in addition to the curriculum that we teach as an accredited school. We're also exploring ways to offer online education. That was a door that God opened for us here since we've been back in the U.S. these last months. We visited Liberty University, and we've talked to them about, well, what would it look like to offer online education to Spaniards in other parts of Spain that can't come to Madrid for a school? So God is opening some wonderful doors, and we want to continue to be rigorous in what we do. Life is super relational. That's not very Spanish in a Spanish school context. Most Spanish families will come and drop their kids off at school and leave, or come and pick them up, and the parents are on their phone. But at Life, it's frequent that you'll see parents standing outside the school for an hour or two after school just talking with each other. It's building relationships. It's all about relationships. We have children that literally run to school every day. They want to be the first ones in line. That doesn't happen in Spanish schools. We have found a secret, and I'll let you in on our secret, that education provides a unique opportunity for reaching children and their families with access to the gospel. We did a little math and found out that if you take a child from 3 years old in preschool and you educate them up through 12th grade of high school, they have 18,375 hours invested into their thinking, invested into their training. And if you have those 18,375 invested in a child or an adult, and it never references God, what are you teaching them? You're teaching them that you can get along quite well in life without God. Thank you very much. And we say, no, education should be including God, because we want children to learn about the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. So he's given us this unique window, this unique opportunity as an international school to teach Spanish children about God. I'll introduce you to my friend Oscar. He's a PE teacher. I had lunch today with Miss Lynn Hoden back here. She's a PE teacher, I learned. And Oscar is a PE teacher, and during the late 2000s, 2008-09, Spain hit an economic crisis. I think much of the world did. He didn't have a job, so he found a scholarship that would take him to Bolivia to teach soccer to Bolivian children. So he goes there. After 2 years, he runs out of money, and then he doesn't know what to do. His family's in Bolivia. He gets a job at a Christ-centered international school in La Paz. They hire him to teach PE. He learns English. It's an English-speaking school. He learns that a Christ-centered education is possible. He's never heard of that in his whole life. He's grown up in the church in Spain. And he came back to Spain. The Lord providentially allowed our paths to cross. And he is such a strong advocate. He is such a strong advocate now. He said, I'm totally convinced of the power of Christian education. And when he came back from Bolivia, his two daughters were in grades higher than we were currently offering at Life, since we were only adding a grade or two a year. So Oscar moved into the town where I was the director of the missionary school before. He moved into that town so he could enroll his daughters in the only other Christian school in Madrid, in that area. And he has rented out his master bedroom suite to someone. He's rented out his attic space to someone else so that he can have enough money to pay the tuition for his children to have a Christian education. That's committed. He said, God had to take me out of my country to show me something I didn't know existed, and he's brought me back to Spain with a desire to see Christian education started. So I invited Oscar to join us on our board. He's on the board of our school. And then last year I had the opportunity, 2 years running, to go to Brussels. I was invited to go be a member of a delegation in the European Parliament to talk about Christian education. Would you believe that of the 718 parliamentarians of the EU, there are about 6% of them are Protestant believers. And they're concerned about what laws are coming down that might affect us in our country like Spain. And Oscar couldn't believe it. Here's a PE teacher from Madrid that was out of work, and now he's sitting in the European Parliament listening to a conversation about how laws of education might affect him. So what is our testimony tonight? We're testifying of a few specific things, that God has opened this door. The Apostle Paul in the book of Corinthians, when he was writing to the Corinthians from Ephesus, he said, I wanted to go visit you, but I'm going to be delayed because a wide open door for effective ministry has opened to me here. So I testify that this was God's vision. I was perfectly happy being the director of a school for missionaries' kids. I'm a missionary kid as well. My parents were missionaries in Brazil. I'm doing my job. And the Lord put this burden on my heart. What about the children of all the Spaniards that the missionaries are here to reach? They don't have any options for educating their children with a Christ-centered perspective on life. So that was from the Lord. God has given us constitutional freedom in Spain. We have freedom based on our current constitution to teach from a religious perspective. He's given us this opportunity as an international school. If we had gone down the path of setting up a private Spanish school, which was what I thought we would do initially, we would have had to teach the same state-mandated curriculum that other Christians, private schools in Spain have to teach. But by being an international school, our inspector visited us and she said, as long as you teach an hour a day of Spanish language and culture, I don't care what else you teach. And we said, praise the Lord. We're going to teach about the Lord. There's a high demand for English. Everyone wants English. That's what the Westergrins did for 10 years running. They did these summer English camps that were super effective, and they paved the way for some wonderful things to happen in our community. I testify that God is growing our team. And that thrills me to death. When we first started, there were five of us kind of jumping on this. Marilyn and Tim were kind of on our advisory board and helping us think it through. And we had a young lady from New Jersey that came as our teacher's aide. And our preschool teacher, we started with just the preschool and the kindergarten. She was from Russia. And she couldn't even get a visa from Russia because they said, we have no category for sending a missionary to Spain from Russia. This doesn't exist. So we said, Lena, come, we're starting a school. And she said, but I can't get my visa. It was denied. And we said, come, you can come for 90 days on your visa and we'll figure it out. Well, she came at the end of August of that first year of 2017. Her 90 days right around the end of Thanksgiving, right around Thanksgiving time in November was approaching, and she already had her return ticket to go back to Moscow. And we said, Lord, what are we going to do? We need your help. And she had her ticket scheduled for Thursday departure from Madrid. Wednesday night at 8 p.m., she gets an email from the consulate of Russia saying, your visa, because she had reapplied, has been approved. Come and pick it up. She flew out Thursday morning, went into Moscow Friday, picked up her visa, and Monday morning she was back in Spain teaching at Life. Praise God. Lucia, our newest Spanish teacher, we just hired her. She took a 35 or 40% pay cut from being a very successful teacher in a Spanish school to come and teach at Life this year. It's her first year. She just wrote to Carol, and she said her English is, she's a Spaniard. I love an email when it appears in my box from you. I haven't answered before because I'm busy like a bee. Thank you much for your prayers. They are gold. For me is a miracle working here, Carol, because of you and Scott and God. Still in February, and I am amazed that God has created me being a part of life. Very thankful. That's Lucia. God is growing the team. Most of our staff are Americans like us that are there teaching in English, but every year we're committed to hiring an additional Spaniard or two because we want to grow the Spanish part of the model as well. And the last point of testimony is that God has blessed us with favor. Yes, oftentimes favor comes with obstacles. That's a given. But we have been given a strong working relationship thanks in part to the good work that Tim and Marilyn have done in Tres Cantos by running those English camps for so many years. The city hall knows the tall Tim, they call him, the tall Tim. And the man in the red tie here, he is our mayor, and his name is Jesus. So we thank the Lord for Jesus in our city hall, and we pray for Jesus to touch Jesus in city hall. Sylvia, our educational inspector, comes and she says, "This is amazing. I've never seen a school like this. There's creativity. There's order. There's quiet. There's evidence of student work. This does not look anything like a Spanish school." Our landlord of the building that we're currently in, it's a commercial building, and he said, we approached him in 2020 to ask, could we rent a floor of your building because we need space. We were about 100 yards away in another little storefront. And he said, absolutely not. We just renovated. We've put $50,000 into renovating this office space. His brand new office was sitting there, glass enclosure. The next year, we were still saying, Lord, where are we going to go? And one of our board members, Oscar, actually our Spaniard, said, why don't we go back and ask him? The worst he can do is say no. And we said, Oscar, we've already asked him. Let's go ask. We went back and asked Pedro. He said, well, of course, we will rent this to you. And we will rent it to you at half of what we said before. And we were like, Lord, wow, you've given us favor, even with this the landlord of our building. So we moved in there, and as I mentioned earlier, we're in our last year of our contract. So what about transformation? What is God doing as far as seeing lives transformed? People want to know, what's your return on investment here? How's this going? And our board president said, the Life Project is kind of like a train running down the line while we're still laying the tracks. So we haven't gotten far enough along yet to see a lot, but we've graduated some classes of kindergarten students and some sixth graders. We give them all a Bible when they graduate from those two areas. We had 7 students that we know of that made a profession of faith last year in 2022. We've had some of those parents get saved and started attending the Alliance Church there in Tres Cantos. We had a father wanting to learn more about the Bible, so we are able to give them a Bible. And then this little boy that Carol is with there, his life and his family's life has been deeply impacted. This little guy has been in my office more than any kid in the school. He has some challenges with controlling himself, with impulsive behavior, and I've worked with him many times. And his mother came to me and she said, we were always having guerra, war. We're fighting in our home all the time. But now his younger sister is at Life. She said, but now that our kids are at Life, they are bringing peace into our home every day. I'm like, praise the Lord. That's part of God's goodness. Students are giving thanks to the Lord when they pray. And then they'll go home and they'll say, Mommy, we can't eat. We must pray. We do that at school. Like, Mommy's like, whoa, I didn't know you're supposed to pray. We had a Spanish pastor who was very skeptical. He wasn't buying into this idea of a Christian school. He said, I want my children to be salt and light in the public school. But when his kids were bullied in the public school, he came and asked if there was a place at Life. Yes, there was. There's a place for you here. Spanish teachers, Lucia, Alba, Marta, they've never dreamed, Oscar, of being able to teach in a school that is what they are. It's a Christ-centered approach. And as believers, they are able to pour themselves into children. So here's where you have to buckle your seatbelts. So we're asking ourselves, what if? Americans tend to do that. We ask questions like, what if? Why not? Do I have to? Mask mandate. Okay. I don't know how it was here, but in Spain, Spaniards don't tend to ask those questions. I think it's something a little bit innate in our European ancestry that came over that weren't ready to conform. They wanted to know why. So we say, Lord, what would it take to see more Christian school Spaniards? One pastor told me, he said, Scott, I'm really glad God has put the burden of Christian schools on your heart, because I don't think a Spaniard would ever think it was possible to start Christian schools in Spain. So what if, could God use a tool like education to help see hearts and lives transformed that can have an effect on an entire nation? That's what happened in Romania in 2006. God used an incident there because a member of the Romanian parliament came to an ACSI conference to thank them. And they said, I'm here on behalf of the government to thank ACSI because after the fall of communism, the first four Christian schools were started there. And now in 2006, there were over 40 Christian schools. And he said, those Christian schools are transforming a generation of Romanian youth. And that was when God planted this burden in my heart. Lord, why not Spain? Why don't we have Christian schools in Spain? So I know it can be used. I know God can use that. I know that there are Christian schools in America, like my daughter's school, like other schools. They might be small. They might not have many resources, but they are fighting and advocating for God's principles. So our board has a vision. They would like to see another 19 schools started in the next 20 years. Wow, there's 20 little fruits on that logo, and they're praying for those to start. I draw some inspiration from this gentleman. I was just a few days ago, over at Palm Beach Atlantic University in West Palm Beach, and the founder, Dr. Jess Moody, we went by his little statue there, and it says, he dreamed the impossible dream on the bottom of his statue there. And then one of his colleagues said, don't follow where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. And I thought, that kind of resonates with me a little bit. So we say, plus ultra. Let's see. Get it down here. The Spanish flag. Here we are. It has two columns on it, the coat of arms. There's a Latin phrase on either of those banners. You can't read it there, but it says plus ultra. And it means more, plus, and ultra, beyond, further beyond. This was put on the Spanish flag in the days of the conquistadores when they wanted to find lands beyond Spain. And they went out. And I've claimed that for my own little initiative. And I say plus ultra to Madrid for Christian schools. Why don't we start more Christian schools in Madrid? So our board has now commissioned Carol and myself to begin to look at laying the groundwork for starting three more little Christian schools in three distinct points of Madrid by 2025. That's just a little over 2 years away. Like, wow, Lord, how are we going to do that? Plus ultra to that. And then plus ultra to Spain. We've had delegations of pastors and people visit us from every one of these cities in Spain. They didn't know that you could have a Christ-centered school, and they've said, can you come and help us? I think of that Macedonian call that Paul had, you know, in Acts 16 when he had this vision. And he's like, he sees this man, and the NIV says he was begging and pleading for us to come help us. We feel that a little bit in Spain. But can you really have a school that does great academics and talks about Jesus? Plus ultra. Further beyond, for a facility for our school. Our rented storefront, we're going to be out of space very soon. We may hit 100 students by September. That's my prayer. I think Marilyn Westergren's praying that as well. We want to see the school continue to grow, not so we can have a big school, but so that more families can have exposure to the gospel through Life International School. I think of this passage in Ezekiel of the dry bones, Ezekiel 37. And he came and the prophet was there, and then he led them back and forth, and he said, son of man, can these bones live? And I love his response. He said, Lord, you know. How do you answer that question? He said, Lord, you know. What I haven't done is what follows in that chapter where he said, go prophesy over those bones and cause them to rise up. But we know that God can do it. God, if God is in it, he will provide. He has provided. Carol has a little book of God sightings that she's written down stories like Lena's visa and the Akal owner that says, no, I'm not going to rent to you. And then the next year he gives you the building for half price. She has God sightings, and they encourage us and inspire us tremendously. So our next steps, We're recruiting additional prayer partners. If you would like to become part of this group of people that's praying for God to open more schools and to bless life, we have on the table in the back some of our prayer cards. And Carol sends out a monthly bulletin, just a few bullet points of prayer. For anyone who would be interested, please sign up. We need more prayer partners. We're asking God for the funding and the staff. If we're going to start three new schools, I have to have administrators. I have to have some support staff. We need teachers. Tremendous opportunities. So I just say, I'm just winding up here. Is God calling? Is there an opportunity for you or someone you know that would want to partner with us? I think of the disciples that brought their friends to Jesus. Sometimes it's a matter of a contact of a contact of a friend of a contact. And that ends up being someone that God will use in this endeavor. We invite you as we close just to pray, right, for God to raise up more workers for the kingdom. The laborers are few, and we have found that to be the case. But this outpouring that they just had at Asbury University in Kentucky, maybe that will spread and God will call some. And for yielded hearts and for divine appointments, one of our coolest divine appointments is we are based in Louisville, Kentucky this year, and we're rarely there on a weekend. But because we're traveling, but one night on a weeknight, we saw a little Baptist church just down the road, five houses down, and we said, let's go to their Wednesday night service. We've been praying from Spain for a math teacher, for a technology guy. We walk in the door, and the first family we meet in a room of about 20 people is a young man who's been to seminary at Louisville Seminary. He's got four kids. He and his wife are both fluent in Spanish. He's the administrator of a Christian school in Louisville. He's a math teacher, and he does IT. And he said, we've been trying to discern where God would send us. And you walked in the door. I said, that is the Lord. That is God's doing. So just last week, we had an opportunity to meet with Tony, Katie, and the two pastors of that little church to pray about the next steps. God, would you send them? Would you send them to Spain? It's just an opportunity. It's an opportunity for people to invest in the hearts and lives and children in Spain. Some of you in here are the age of my mother. She's 90 years old, and she's on everybody's mailing list. Everybody wants help, and I understand that. And we're not here today to squeeze your pocketbook or ask for money. We're here to thank you for your prayers. We're here to testify that God is blessing the work in Spain, that God is using Tim and Marilyn Westergren in wonderful ways to help see this school grow and begin to transform the community of Tres Cantos. I'll close with just one little illustration. When we were at the school with the missionary children in Camarma, when we first moved into that town, no one would do business with us or no one wanted to rent us any properties because we were the school of the sect. After I left 12 years later, I had a folder this big on my desk of everyone who wanted to do business with us and help. A church was started in that town. It came in and started using the school's facilities. And we heard last fall in October, the Camarma Church had a missional outreach. 800 Spaniards came to the city plaza to hear the message of the gospel. 200 made professions of faith. The church is trying to follow up on that. And 40 signed up for an Alpha course. That's community transformation. And we want to see that God will do that in Tres Cantos. So we give you thanks. Members of the Village Church here at Shell Point, thank you for praying with us. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for investing through prayer and your resources in what God is doing in Spain. Great is thy faithfulness. To God be the glory. Thank you.